BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling David Earns a Wife.
After the death of Goliath, David became successful as a commander in the army. All the people admired him, and his men became loyal to him. One day, Saul heard women singing, "Saul has killed thousands. David has killed tens of thousands." This made Saul furious. He said, "Listen to them. What will they do next? Give him the kingdom?" From that day on, Saul became more and more jealous of David. The next day, as David played his harp for the king, Saul said to himself, "I'll end this right now." He grabbed a spear and threw it at David. David dodged it just in time and kept playing the harp. Saul waited for a little bit. Suddenly, he grabbed another spear and threw it at David. Again, David dodged it just in time. With that, Saul realized the Spirit of the Lord had left him and was now with David. The king's anger turned to fear. Soon after that, Saul found out that his daughter loved David. That gave him an idea of a plan where the Philistines would kill David. The king had his servants go to David and say, "The king likes you so much, he's willing for you to become his son-in-law." When David heard this, he said, "I'm not a rich man. I can't offer the king anything for his daughter." "Oh, the king doesn't want you to pay him money. All he wants is for you to get revenge on his enemies. He wants you to kill 100 Philistines and bring back proof that they're dead." David was pleased by these terms. So he and his men went out and killed 200 Philistines and took Saul proof that they were dead. Saul had no choice but to give his daughter to David. Even more now, Saul considered David to be his enemy. Still, the Lord gave David victory every time he went out to battle. He was more successful than all the other military officers, and his name became more and more famous. In anger, Saul called his guards and told them to go to David's house in the morning and kill him. David's wife heard about this and warned her husband, "You must leave tonight. They'll be here in the morning to kill you." He went out the window, and she helped lower him down to the ground. She placed an image in his bed and put goat hair on top of it. She then covered it with a blanket. In the morning, she told the guards, "He's sick in bed." They went and told the king. He said, "Go, bring me the bed with David in it, and I'll kill him myself." When they went to the bed, they found the image with the goat hair. Saul yelled at his daughter, "How could you lie to me and let my enemy get away?"
He forced me to do it. He said he would kill me if I didn't."
David went to Samuel and told him everything.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.